Drug overdose deaths in Florida have dropped slightly, but the state is nowhere near clear of a fentanyl crisis that's killing thousands of residents a year. Safe and effective opioid addiction treatments are available, but they're not easy to get. WUSF Stephanie Colombini explores how expanding Medicaid could help.
It's been a long time since Suzanne was addicted to heroin, but the 53-year-old health worker still remembers feeling scared and helpless. She describes it like being underwater, trying to swim to the surface, but stuck.
It was crazy. It was awful. You'd do it, and then the next thing you know, not to be sick, you'd have to find more. You know what I mean? So you have to go out on the street where you don't want to go. You just never know what you're going to get.
We're not using Suzanne's last name because her employer doesn't know that for the past couple decades, she's been in drug treatment. She takes methadone to prevent withdrawal symptoms like vomiting and joint pain and to reduce drug cravings without making her feel high. She also gets counseling to tackle the mental health challenges that can fuel addiction.
I don't think I'd have a steady job or a life or even made it this far without the program.
Methadone and a similar drug, buprenorphine, are also opioids. But research shows when taken as prescribed, they can curb illicit use of drugs like fentanyl and reduce overdose deaths by about 50%. And yet, just 1 in 5 people with opioid use disorder receive these medications for treatment. There are a lot of access barriers, says Dawn Jackson. She directs the clinic where Suzanne goes in Citrus County. The area was hit hard by the opioid crisis, but residents had to travel to other counties to get methadone until the clinic opened last fall.
We need to do more to help people get into treatment and stay in treatment. That's where it begins and ends.
Transportation hurdles, strict regulations, and hesitancy about these treatments keep people from care. Insurance is another issue. Some policy experts like Brendan Saloner with Johns Hopkins University say expanding Medicaid is one way to help. That's been an option for states since 2014 under the Affordable Care Act.
The immediate effect was that a huge group of people with substance use disorder got insurance cards for the first time.
Saloner has studied how expansion tackles problems with addiction treatment.
One of the problems being that many people avoid going to treatment because they can't pay for it. So people with a Medicaid card have a new way of paying for care.
Some research shows expanding Medicaid helped more people access drugs like buprenorphine. Other studies suggest it can reduce opioid hospitalizations. Ensuring more people with low incomes also helps some treatment providers in expansion states save money on charity care. But Florida is one of 10 states that hasn't expanded coverage. Suzanne says she didn't realize that when she moved to Citrus County from Massachusetts to care for her dad.
I just can't believe the health care down here.
Suzanne had Medicaid in Massachusetts, but didn't qualify in Florida. So she was uninsured for more than a year, all while struggling to pay rent and find a full-time job. The out-of-pocket cost for her methadone and counseling was a little over $100 a week. And that was too much. Dawn Jackson at the Citrus Clinic says a lot of clients are in a similar position.
It may not seem like a lot to some, but for others, it's life-changing to have to spend that kind of money to get well.
Jackson works with the addiction treatment nonprofit Operation PAR. It administers methadone and buprenorphine to nearly 4,000 patients along Florida's Gulf Coast. Most are on Medicaid or don't have health insurance. The group uses state and federal grants to help people who can't pay. So Suzanne was able to get her methadone for just $21 a week. But she had other problems. Suzanne has diabetes and was off her insulin. Sometimes she says her blood sugar got dangerously high.
It could kill me. It could put me in a diabetic coma, you know, if I go any higher.
Many people who've struggled with addiction have other physical and mental health problems. Supporters of Medicaid expansion say coverage helps people address those needs too, and that's important for recovery. Florida has resources for uninsured residents that could have helped Suzanne, but she didn't know that. Her eyes welled with tears as she vented her frustration to Jackson, who vowed to help.
Yeah, we're going to get it. You know me. I'm like a bad cold. I'm easy to catch and hard to get rid of. Somebody's going to get her insulin.
Shortly after, Suzanne learned she could get insurance through her job. Her plan kicked in this year, and she's back on insulin. Her insurance doesn't cover her methadone treatment at Operation PAR, so they're using grant funding to keep her costs down while they can.
They're very nice, and they're very caring, and it's hard to find, you know what I mean?
Many Florida lawmakers don't want to expand Medicaid, But the state is investing millions to help more people get addiction treatment. Advocates for expansion acknowledge it won't solve the drug crisis, but they say it's an important strategy states can't afford to ignore. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can hear both parts of this report on WUSF.org. Kim Crisberg with Public Health Watch contributed to the stories. They're part of The Holdouts, a project focused on states that have not expanded Medicaid.